Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to go blitzing all around the Beltway. 425, we'll talk about Juan Soto's debut with the Padres last night in detail. And it's 6 o'clock tonight. Remember, we're giving away a pair of tickets. You could win them. Kid Rock and Foreigner, they are going to be taking their Bad Reputation tour to Jiffy Lube Live 3 weeks from now, August 26th. So make sure you're listening if you want those tickets coming up in an hour and 55 minutes. It is time, though, for our Blitz and to catch up on the National Football League with Nate Davis and the Washington Commanders with Matt Paris on deck and in the hole. We will start off, though, on the diamond. NBC SportsWashington.com. Our buddy Matt Wyrick does a really good job covering the Nats. Matt, I was at the game yesterday. Oh my! I mean, just forget the result, the errors, the way they played. That lineup they fielded was a tough watch for the paying fans yesterday.
Yeah, not too many familiar names in there, that's for sure. A lot of guys have just been called up in the last week. Luke Voit will be in there tonight. That's at least a boost, but the fact that he's being immediately put into the number three spot when he was batting farther down the order in San Diego is a bit of an indictment here on the state of this lineup.
Where are guys like Cade Cavalli and some of their younger pieces that we've heard of coming up at this point? What are we waiting on?
Yeah, it's honestly for them to be ready, according to the Nationals. Cade Cavalli's last start, he didn't go very deep into it. 85 pitches through just four innings, did get pulled there. So not the best start for him, but he's overall been pitching really well. Seems like he is a candidate to make this rotation at some point the rest of the season. It just kind of depends on if the Nationals are willing to open up a spot for him.
Yeah, but what if he has a chance to start, but Levon Hernandez also wants to start?
Wouldn't they just
go with him instead?
I mean, they're certainly not shying away from the veteran route, which makes the release here, DFA, I should say, of Dennison Lamet from the Padres an intriguing option. I think he's somebody the Nationals could take a flyer on. He, of course, the Nationals would have first priority if they were to claim him, but certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward.
Yeah, something that I'm hoping that they do. Let's talk Luke Voit for a second. So he's in the lineup, as you mentioned, tonight in Philly, batting third. This is a guy who hit 22 home runs in that shortened pandemic year, which led baseball in 56 games, finished ninth in the MVP vote. What do we expect? What do we think? And what are the Nats getting?
I mean, they're getting a lot of right-handed pop, that's for sure. He crushes left-handed pitchers. And is somebody who I would at least expect to be in the lineup on a regular basis as a guy who really brings more power than pretty much anyone on this team right now. The team leader in home runs at the moment is Lane Thomas. So certainly the bat of Luke Voit is going to be among the most potent in this lineup moving forward. His defense at first base is a little bit shaky. He kind of profiles more of as a DH, though, of course, with Nelson Cruz being there, it's not likely that he plays there every day. So expect to see a lot of Voit at first base down the stretch. And you know, maybe he's somebody the Nationals can flip down the line because they still have 2.5 years left of team control.
Matt, it's just one player, and it's just a pretty small sample size. But I think an inescapable backdrop of this whole Juan Soto story, it can be kind of looked at case in point here with Austin Voth. And here's what I mean. With the Nationals, he had an ERA over 10. With the Orioles, an ERA under 3 in 11 appearances. Again, it's only 31 innings. That does not a career make. But they couldn't get him to do this, and another team did. Kind of a direct indictment, isn't it, of the way that they develop, or maybe in this case, don't develop some of their players, and it's why they're in the predicament that they're in, where they need to make a trade to restock with some good players in their system. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, it came out that the Nationals were looking for trade partners for both before they DFA'd him because they felt a team that was more analytically driven could get more out of him. I mean, shouldn't you be hoping to get more out of him yourself using your own data and analytics? I mean, certainly the Nationals are playing catch-up in that regard. They were a bit of a scouting-first organization about 10 years ago, started to try and make that transition towards more analytics, but certainly that has not been the biggest focus for this organization. It's something they're still trying to catch up on today.
Yeah, ideally, the new owner will really make it a priority and will spend because it's easy. You know, you can put together the plans and you can say these are the things that we need technologically and equipment-wise, but you got to go out and spend the money on something that doesn't necessarily help you the next night at the big league level, which is not always easy to have done, obviously. Give us reasons to watch the rest of this season. Give us a little pecking order here of some things to keep people watching and listening.
Yeah, I think the big three guys to keep an eye on the rest of the year are Josiah Gray, K-Bear Ruiz, and Luis Garcia, three young players who could be part of this next Nationals core. You know, if you're thinking about buying a jersey right now, which wouldn't blame you if you're not, but those are probably the three guys that you would consider buying a jersey for because they're going to be around here for a while, and the Nationals hope that they are going to be a big part of their future. So all three have shown, you know, some signs of being young players, their ups and downs, but they also have shown some flashes that are pretty encouraging. So Garcia plays with a lot of energy. K-Bear Ruiz is a defensive wizard behind the plate, and Josiah Gray can really rack up the strikeouts when he gets going. So they're all exciting in their own ways, and certainly those three are the people that the Nationals are going to keep the biggest eyes on moving forward.
Matt, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Talk soon, my friend. A little NFL sounder for us. Our buddy Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us to talk about the NFL at large. And the story right now, this minute, Nate, is the NFL is appealing to itself to overrule, it seems like, the Deshaun Watson suspension. This I have so many questions about this, but first and foremost, I can't believe the NFLPA agreed to this structure where we go through a show, then the NFL gets to put their cape on and come swooping in based on public opinion to drop the hammer. This seems like a crazy setup to me.
Yeah, particularly given how contentious that the negotiations generally are between the union and the league. But I guess from the union's perspective too, anything was an improvement. From starting out with the league being kind of jury, judge, and executioner. And, you know, it's not like the league, I think, wanted it to work out this way, having their first case, you know, basically blow up in their face like this. But it looks like that they're basically going to get to rule on it anyway.
Nate, I'm looking at the Rams as a team that could regress some this year just because it's hard to win a Super Bowl two straight years. And now I'm seeing that Matt Stafford's not throwing in practice, and Ian Rappaport is reporting that he's got bad tendonitis in his elbow and isn't going to throw maybe for a little while. What do we think about this?
Yeah, it's certainly worth monitoring, Grant. Obviously, you don't want your quarterback having tendonitis, but you know, I had heard kind of at the end of last year that he was kind of dealing with that issue quietly and was able to kind of manage it going into games. Certainly, you'd rather have a veteran guy like Matt Stafford that can manage these kind of things as opposed to a younger player, but it's worth monitoring. But I think that, you know, they've had him on the pitch count prior to this. You know, obviously they're hoping it's not going to require more than whatever procedure he already had. But I think probably premature to push panic button on this one.
Why didn't Deontay Johnson get more money?
Well, I think it's kind of a productive issue there to some degree. You know, Danny, and also that's a team that kind of like the Packers, I think, is able to. I mean, they've kind of got an assembly line for rolling wide receivers out that can really produce there. And it's also going to be interesting to see how much they're going to rely on receivers this year. But given the way that market's kind of, I think, peaked in some ways, I don't think he's a top of the market guy. And you know, given that he wanted to get paid, this is a short deal. And if he continues to trend upward the way he has, when the TV money rolls in, you know, the next couple of years, he gets to go back to the table and get a bigger cut from it.
What are your biggest concerns about the Commanders going into the season?
Well, I mean, I think obviously 1A and 1B is Carson Wentz. You don't want to make too much out of the three interception practice on Monday or whatever. But, I mean, there's certainly pressure on him to not only deliver based on what this team gave up when it sure seemed like it was bidding against itself to get him, but this sure seems to most of us like it's Carson Wentz's kind of last chance to be a franchise quarterback. So I think that's probably the primary thing. And then defensively, I mean, they really kind of fell off last year after, I believe, ranking second the year they won the division in 2020. And when you're talking about not having Chase Young early in the season and maybe not, you know, Chase Young level production until next year based on how quickly, you know, he recovers from the ACL. We'll see how it is. But I think those are probably the first two things that you're looking at in terms of concern there.
Nate, obviously, we haven't even had any preseason games yet. So, you know, there's a lot more digging, a lot more research will go into this. But my early lean right now this minute is that the Eagles win the NFC East. Good idea, bad idea?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dan. I mean, I did my projections last week, I guess it was. I had the Eagles winning 11 games and Dallas winning 10. So, I mean, I think they're both right there. And I would, you know, if Carson Wentz can replicate some of what he did last year in Indy, I think you got to put the Commanders in that conversation. But yeah, I think right now the Eagles, I don't want to say there's any team to beat. I mean, you guys watch this division every year. We know that nobody's repeated in it since 2004, and there are so many random years that it appears a team you didn't expect at all, you know, checks in with 8 or 9 wins and manages to take it home. But I think Philly just has probably the best talent base, and I think probably is good enough to win this division with all the parts they have around the roster, even if Jalen Hurts isn't great, particularly good on both sides of the ball in the trenches. So yeah, I'm with you, Danny, on kind of giving them the early favorite nod.
Do you think Hurts has kind of been proven now that he's their long-term answer, or is he still trying to do that? Like, is that over? He's the QB1 for the long haul, or is this year about him showing that he is?
Well, I mean, this is year three, Grant, and certainly they're one of those teams. I mean, I kind of joke they're North Beach, and actually the Dolphins actually don't have that same flexibility to maybe get a replacement for Tua next year. But the Eagles have those multiple first round picks in their back pocket. If they want to make a replacement for Jalen Hurts next year, they're going to have that flexibility in all likelihood in what's expected to be a quarterback rich draft. So yeah, I mean, I don't think he can rest on his laurels. I mean, his teammates do love him. I mean, that continues to be kind of the book on him as it was from college, is the guys will play hard for him, you know, unlike the way it was for his predecessor, you know, there at the end. But I think he's off to a good start. You know, I think probably the way the last season ended with that very, you know, when they had a very ugly loss to Tampa Bay in the playoffs, probably brings a bit of the concern of his ability as a passer, you know, back to the four. But he's a good player. And if he can, I mean, they've certainly set him up with everything he needs to succeed. And if he struggles, you know, I think that there are going to be questions of whether or not he's the guy.
Nate, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks, fellas.
Be well, my friend. Hit that Commander sounder, Darius. Commanders. How about Matt Parrish, Washington Times, covers those Manders. Matt, how's Carson Wentz looked thus far through camp?
Yeah, you know, he's starting to hit a rhythm. The first few days, maybe 5 days, were a bit concerning. He was really all over the place in terms of accuracy, and you know, he had a lot of interceptions the one day, but seems like whenever he's in a rhythm, it normally comes with no huddle or short throws that they can speed along one to the next. It's the deep shots and the intermediate routes that have kind of been a little bit all over the place.
Matt, you wrote a story today that I loved because I love Cole Turner. I believe that he could be an X factor and a real weapon for this team. I loved the pick. What have you seen from him so far, and what'd you write?
Yeah, it's been really impressive. I think the thing that sticks out to me about Cole Turner is he's not just a red zone threat. Of course, he has that 6'6" size that'll make him an appealing option down there, but they've really shown him on vertical routes, kind of crossing the field on intermediate stuff, and Wentz, you know, that's a guy that he's really gone to so far. He trusts Turner to go out and grab it. And we've seen, you know, Wentz take those shots on those 50-50 balls and Turner has done a nice job of kind of hauling it in.
I'm still supremely annoyed about this Curtis Samuel thing. And I know, like, he, like, jogged yesterday or did a 7-on-7 or something, and we're all supposed to just leave it alone. I won't. I can't. I have no good questions about it. I'm just apoplectic that we're somehow either still here or here again or what. I want to blame somebody. Tell me who to point the finger at.
Well, you know, I think you would have to blame Rivera for it. I mean, that's just the way that he's gone about injuries. You know, he hasn't really, you know, been, it seems, forthcoming with just what's really going on or what he chooses to reveal to the media. But, you know, I've gotten to the point where I feel silly tweeting about, oh, Samuel's participating, and then I have to update the next trail note that he's not, and then send the other update that he is now. It's just, it's always on, off, on, off. I feel like I have, like, OCD or something. It's a little, it's very weird.
Training camp day 8 today was light, Matt. You guys, from what I could tell, were in the bubble. Any notes out of that? I mean, just remembering covering stuff there, that really not a lot goes on when they're at the speed they go in the bubble. But what was the big deal today out of camp?
Nope. I was wondering if Trustway was going to hit us with some punts, but all good there. that's about it.
That's what happened today. We didn't get hit with punt. When the story is that you didn't get hit with a punt from Trestway.
Slow day at camp.
Quiet day at camp,
I would suppose.
Quiet, Matt, is good. Quiet is good.
Yeah, we'll take quiet. Matt, thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Pleasure. Yep.
Be well. Check out Matt's work. He does a really good job. Covers the team for the Washington Times. Next on Grant and Danny, Juan Soto has made his debut with the San Diego Padres. And I knew she was going out on a date with her new boyfriend last night. But I just couldn't help myself.
Put a mustache on with a low hat.
I was Bobby Valentine, man. Put that nose and mustache on, and I knew what restaurant they were going to, and I got a corner booth just so I could see them.
Oh, no.
We will discuss next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really exciting moment for me, for my family, a really big part of my career. I'm happy to join this team. I mean, I've been seeing this team since day one in this season, and they've been doing a great job playing good baseball, and I'm more than excited to join a winning team and be part of it and try my best to push them as long as we can. We have a great relationship even before we were in teammates, and it was amazing time. We always talked each other. For me, just a exciting moment to be with him and Manny from the Dominican Republic, Masara, and all those guys. it's just going to be great moments. It's going to be a great energy in there, and it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be really tough to go through, and I wish good luck to the other pitch.
Juan Soto wishing good luck to pitchers in baseball with the Padres lineup now loaded. They went out and scored 9 runs last night. 5 runs in the first.
I like my new boyfriend better than Danny. He showers, has a little V-taper, and doesn't have annoying habits, and doesn't fall asleep in the middle of the day, always does what he's told, cleans up after himself, does all his chores with a good attitude.
Soto walked and scored in the first inning, and so did Josh Bell. Josh Bell had a hell of an at-bat, by the way. If you were watching that game, like Soto, 4-pitch walk, they didn't want to throw to him, whatever. Josh Bell was just spitting on close pitches, IDing breaking balls. I mean, it was really impressive. If I was a Padres fan, I'd have been fired up watching that. But they both come around to score in that 5-run inning. The Padres scored 9. I shouldn't have done that last night. I readily admit this. But it wasn't even just last night. I mean, it started in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am on the Padres Twitter account and Instagram accounts throughout the Nats game. I mean, I'm just like, what are they putting out next? What are they putting out next? So it started first thing in the morning, okay? They just started tweeting all these stats about how great Juan Soto is. Then they posted the last name, S-O-T-O, being stitched on the back of a Padres jersey. And it was tonight, ... And they were just letting people know he will be in the lineup, okay?
Hmm.
By the way, they immediately sold out. It was a sellout crowd. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
So then they put, I'm just going through their posts yesterday. I think they had, and I'm not doing a bit, I'll bet you they had 50 people they'd had doing social media yesterday. It was insane.
They gave 50 people the login. It's like,
exactly.
Let's time the posts up. Yeah.
They said, do not miss a thing. If Juan Soto sneezes, we want a video of it, post it. If Josh Bell is trying to go to the bathroom and Chris Russell won't shut up,
mm-hmm.
we want to know about
we
it.
We want to hear about it.
I mean, seriously. Like, this was insane. And they should do this. This was great. So then they had a video of AJ Preller talking about how good these guys are. Then it says Juan Soto, career stats, 2-time All-Star, 2-time Silver Slugger, 2020 batting title, 291, 427, 538 all-time numbers. Oh, yeah, and he's only 23. Get your tickets now kind of thing. Then this one hurt. The video. He walks in with his black Boris book bag, Scott Boris baseball book bag. Not a Nats bag. Got rid of those, I guess.
Yeah, had to leave those behind.
Not a Padres bag. Hadn't gotten those yet.
No.
Just a Boris baseball bag. And it says 22 is in the building. It's him. It's just a video of him looking at his locker. He's like really impressed. Oh, this is so nice. Look at all these clothes.
It's nicer than what I'm used to.
This is beautiful. And he picks up the helmet. It's dark brown. He's like looking at it like, oh, this is a new color.
It's probably on a full street, not just half street.
This is fire. I love it. Oh, cool. Okay. So then they post a video. And this one was kind of steam me up a little bit, but also just not okay. He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. My rotten soldier. I don't know what that means. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy. And it's Juan Soto and Josh Bell meeting Fernando Tatis Jr. in the weight room. And Fernando Tatis Jr. kind of said hi to Josh Bell. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then him and Soto basically just start kissing.
Are they good buddies?
They're
that's
just
great
like,
to hear.
Oh, what's up, dude?
That's
like,
neat.
Oh, and they roll around on the ground, just
cool.
Tugging on each other's ears for a little while.
Yeah.
Just like best pals, the two best friends that anyone
can
have.
Can you believe it? We're on the same team together, bro.
It's so funny.
Oh, we're here. We did it. It's you and me, man. This is like the time you played with Lane Thomas, but better, right? All right, so we'll skip to the next thing. Then we have Josh Bell and Juan Soto in what is like a player's lounge with a bunch of snacks all around them playing foosball.
Mm.
For God's sake, man. Now, don't tell Chris Russell that they have a foosball.
He'd be devastated.
Actually, you know what it is? It's even better than foosball. It's slap hockey. You know that little game where you can move the hockey guys and you slap the stick and they have to shoot pucks?
Mm-hmm.
It's that game. That's what they were playing.
That's fun.
And so you want to know about the caption? You want to hear the caption of that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Darius, what do you think the caption of that one was? Whatever you think, it's worse than that. But just tell me what you think the caption was.
Just the boys having fun. Something like that.
I'll try one.
It's worse.
Two former Nationals having fun for the first time this year.
Oh, man.
It's worse than that. Ready? Already right at home.
Cool.
Smiley emoji.
Cool.
I hate everything. Okay. Next one. Picture of Josh Bell and Juan Soto. Welcome to San Diego, Juan Soto and Josh Bell. Introductory press conference. Watch live. Padres.com and YouTube. set for 1 p.m. Pacific, different time zone than us, because they just have a great weather out there. They just have to have a better time zone because they have better weather, too. I'm sure he's going to hate Petco, by the way. I tweeted last night about how the new boyfriend is just so much better than we are, kind of thing. And Luke Russert, Tim's son, who was all over NBC and very, very successful in his own right, tweeted me back, and he said, and he has such a better apartment. And I can only assume he's talking about the ballpark. Nats Park is nice. I like it. It's fine. Petco Park is so pretty.
Just absurd.
It's just great.
You want to live on the beach, buddy? You can.
So the next one, they retweeted Soto in the weight room. Again, meeting and hanging out with Fernando Tatis, because we didn't do that enough already. Okay, this was the one. So then we get to this one. It's a video of Josh Bell and Juan Soto coming up the steps from the dugout to see the ballpark for the first time, their new home. And it's them talking about the park. And now, like, Bell and him are pointing out in right field, and they're like, can you hit it to that? And he's like, oh, you got to hit it really high.
I can do that.
He's like, I can do anything in D.C. they can do, but better.
I can hit it off that iron building opposite way, too. Look over here. Look over here.
Your leading home run hitter is a journeyman who you got for John Lester. I think that's how the song goes, right?
Is that the tune?
Is that it? There's some guy named Adalberto Vargas or something I've never heard of who's getting four hits today, and you'll have no emotional attachment. That was the song. Then, video of them walking into the press conference to meet all the reporters and talk about how awesome San Diego is and how fun it is, and how they can't wait to win a World Series. And they're going to pat it and touch it.
And I love it.
The Tommy Boy scene. Yeah. And then you just start slamming it. And then they're going to bat. He starts beating it up. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. All right, so then that video, they're sitting down at the press conference with A.J. Preller, who's the man, by the way. God bless that guy for just being aggressive and for having ownership that just wants to spend money. So the caption on that one, Darius, want to guess? They're walking into the press conference. What does the caption say on that one?
I don't know. The boys are in town or something. Cute, something right? Goofy.
How about they're here and they're perfect?
Yeah, there it is.
How about are here and they are perfect? Then this. I mean, the whole day, they're just like, what can we do to piss him off next? It was just a big F you to all.
Do you guys think Grant's watching?
Literally, it was like Nats fans are tuned in. Let's make sure they feel it. It's a Polaroid. I was trying to find the word. A Polaroid picture, like back in the day that you have to wave.
Sure, you got
to
shake it.
Your thumb smudge
shake
gets
it,
on
shake it.
It
like a Polaroid picture. Yeah,
it's Josh Bell and Juan Soto just kind of doing like a B-boy stance kind of thing, like elbows out kind of deal, like Chris Baker just got a sack. Except it's a Polaroid and it says first day photo, like they're going to school for the first day. You believe that? I'm not done yet.
No, you're not done.
You think I'm done? I'm not done yet.
No, God!
Then the next video is Juan Soto hugging Manny Machado, and they're just, like, really happy to see each other. And Manny Machado is just grinning ear to ear, and Juan Soto is like, man, you look great. I can't wait to help you win a World Series. And the caption on that one, you want to know what that is?
What does that say?
Just two of the best players on the planet.
Oh, okay. No.
It's fine. We got a video yesterday, too. It was Aníbal Sánchez hugging Paolo Espino.
Now, Juan, let's say you're playing left field. You know, I know you play right now, but let's say you're playing left field. Who would you rather see in front of you? And be honest, Mikel Franco and Alcides Escobar.
Yeah.
Or hear me out, Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis. Like, what's more fun?
What is more fun? It's hard to answer that. I honestly think the Nats should lean into this. I know you have to read the room a little bit, but I think it would be hilarious today if they just went ham on social and they just showed, like, Paolo Espino dapping up Joey Meneses, and they're like, they're here and they're perfect. Wouldn't that be great? Or like Patrick Corbin walking up the steps, and he's pointing out in the crowd, and he's like, you think I could give a home run up?
I gave one up that hit that seat, and then that seat, and then that seat. You could show like a humongous amount of ice, and it says, look, Aníbal Sánchez post-start. You know what I mean? Just like different.
They could have Jordan Weems and Josh Palacios playing a little foosball in the clubhouse. Ha! All right, so then it's a picture of Josh Bell, and there's a graphic they designed. It says, the time is now for the Padres. Let's get after it. It's a quote from Josh Bell. Then there's a quote from Juan Soto you just heard. I wish good luck to the other pitchers with a picture of him. He looks great, by the way. Just really nice teeth, big smile, big teethy smile. Just a dress shirt that fits just so.
He somehow got more handsome as soon as he left.
They're both very handsome. But Soto, he's got those shirts that always look like they have his initials on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, monogrammed.
Like
yeah.
Really nice fitting shirt.
Like custom.
He doesn't go to Kohl's like I do and just buy a shirt. He gets shirts tailored to his body.
Oh, yeah.
So that they fit you so. I'm almost done, I swear. So then there's this picture of Juan Soto from behind looking at his new locker. Then there is, you know, the lineup that they put out saying, couple new faces tonight with a pullout of, you'll never guess which player they highlighted there. It was Juan Soto. Yeah, they had him standing next to the lineup. Then there's video of Juan Soto and Josh Bell walking in the ballpark. Then they started doing the videos of him taking batting practice. And this was the first time that we saw him in a Padres uniform. So that was fun. Then in batting practice, they post this caption, things we can get used to, number one, this, and that's the only thing on the list. And it's just Soto hitting bolts in BP. So you can watch that. Then you see Soto signing a bunch of autographs for the youths of San Diego. It says taking care of the future Padres. Then there's just a bunch of smiling Juan Soto during BP. It says, hey, batter. And that was the last thing before the game.
And then the game happened.
And then they sold out. And Juan Soto and Josh Bell played in front of a sellout crowd for the first time since the 2019 World Series.
Now, I know myself. I know that I couldn't handle that. I didn't watch a second of it. I didn't look at anything because I know that I don't do this very well. I got some life experience where things didn't go my way. I was on the business end of some of these types of transactions, and I know it doesn't work well. I can't be friends with you on Facebook.
Oh, I need to know.
Yeah. I go, we go before a judge. I got to get myself checked out once by a doctor, then I got to move on.
You break up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know she's going to be at dinner with someone or at a bar with someone the next day. And you're able to watch, and you know that she'll never find out you can be there. You're not going.
Now in my life, I don't do it. I don't watch.
Well, now you're married with children.
Well, you know what I mean. I wasn't trying to do a holier than thou thing. Like, I would never do that to my wife. No, I was in the scenario. I'm telling you, I know myself. I can't do it. I will drive myself bat bleep crazy doing that. I can't. I couldn't watch Max grunt and huff for the Dodgers. I couldn't watch Trey Turner leg out infield singles where he barely tapped the ball and then hit a tank off the wall. I can't do it. I cannot watch players that I love just grind it out in their prime for another team. And ain't fun for me.
Well, luckily for you, we'll talk about what he did in the game and how the game went next. All the ovations. We got audio. We got all kinds
of things. So many ovations, I bet.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Four pitch walk instead, aboard with one out.
And like that, the Soto era began in San Diego. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. In the game, two walks and a hit, on base three times for Juan Soto. We've seen that a bunch. You want to hear his first hit with the Padres, Danny?
Yeah, good play.
This was last night, Juan Soto in San Diego. First hit with the Padres.
Line to right and a base hit for Soto. Heading first to third is Kim. And the Padres have runners at the corners. The first hit in the Padres uniform for Juan Soto.
Good. Hey, good for them.
Neat.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know that they're over there.
Is there a right answer? There isn't.
I followed them home from the restaurant. They just went into the house. Do I look in the window now? I mean, at some point, I got to go home.
Right? I know there's activity and the light's off.
Right.
I can still see bodies rustling around.
Wait, what's happening? Why are they getting under a blanket? Like, what do I do now? What do I do? Where am I supposed to go? This is when Juan Soto ran out to right field and got greeted by the sold-out electric Petco Park crowd.
Let's check out the introduction that Soto got.
Starts like fist pumping and pointing to everyone out in right field. The video's great. I just hope he remembers 19. That's honestly kind of my takeaway from yesterday. Because if he is going to compare last night's experience in San Diego with this year in D.C., I mean, it's night and day.
It's not the same.
It's apples and oranges. We're rebuilding and terrible in this city right now, baseball-wise, and you went to a place where they're the most excited of any team in the sport right now because of
they're the right deadline. Now the center of the sport.
Exactly. But don't juxtapose my 2022 and their 2022. Let's remember that ballpark hopping when the beer was flying in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just throwing their beverages after Grisham misplayed a ball in right field when you got the hit against the Brewers. Let's remember Nats Park for that, or the NLCS bedlam as you guys were pouring it on the Cardinals. Let's remember what it felt like after Zim hit his home run against the Dodgers in the division series that was up around the letters off of Baez. Like, those are the types of moments I hope when Soto compares ultimately. San Diego baseball town, Washington baseball town, Petco and Nats Park. You know, where's it louder? Where's the energy better? Don't even think about comparing it to like this week.
You weren't here in town, Juan, when this happened, but you were in L.A., you were working real hard, and you hit this homer off Clayton Kershaw. You ever synced it up where you saw what was happening at the bullpen at the same time?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, when you guys are in Houston and you won, and the big dude went sliding across the dugout in the rain.
I met that kid.
Yeah.
That kid came up to me in Fredericksburg. He's like, hey, do you ever see the video of that guy with his shirt off, the heavy kid sliding across the dugout? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that was me.
That's me.
And I was like, no kidding, man. Congrats.
I bet you that hurt like hell.
I was like, that's amazing. He was like so steamed up. He's like, yeah, that was me.
That was me.
And I was like, take your shirt off. Let me look at you. I'll see if I can confirm.
Yep. bloody nipple there, a lot of streak there, exactly. Hair clumped out. Yep, that's it.
Rogers in Gainesville. Roger, were you Danny last night where you just tried to hang out with a buddy or go see a movie and forget about it? Or were you me when you were just waiting for her to post on social media?
No, I was actually playing Xbox, and that's what I did. But my Xbox buddy, who I met through another buddy I was in the military with, lives out in L.A. But anyway, he's San Diego. He does something with the Padres where he takes people to meet the players, like kids and vets and whatnot.
Yeah.
So what did he send me last night?
No.
A picture of him and Juan Soto. And I was just like, what? And he's, for years, he's been mad at me about Trey Turner trade and how they got fleeced. You know, and it's like now he's got his revenge. And that's what I got this last night was a picture of him and Soto on Xbox Live.
That's incredible.
That's mean-spirited.
It is. It was also mean-spirited that what Mike Rizzo did to the Padres.
That was.
You got Joe Ross and Trey Turner. But they didn't get anything from you, obviously. They got Will Myers.
Yeah, Will Myers.
I mean, you only threw Steve Souza into a deal, and you got those two prospects. What in... joke of a deal that was for everyone other than the Nats.
So hold on. You want me to give up a guy that's not part of our plans?
And you're going to give me my future shortstop and a starting pitcher who's going to log big innings for me in the years to come? Okay, we'll do it.
All right. I guess. God, I still think about that one. I still can't believe. There have been several I can't believe. And now I'm just remembering that Juan Soto was just trading. I can't believe that. You know what I mean? Like it all comes back to all of that stuff for 8 years where they won 92 games a year, nothing has ever been more over than that. Nothing has ever been more ended, finite, kaput than that. All that's left is basically Sean Doolittle on the 60 day, Steven Strasburg on the infinity day, Patrick Corbin going 4-15 with a 7, and Victor Robles hitting 220. That's what's left? That's what's left of that? What's that? What's 92 times 8? Whoever can do that. It's like almost 300 wins over those years. Nothing. Nothing compared to that.
736.
What did I say? 300? Like two times
said it's
that?
Almost 300.
92. Well, I'm heated right now.
I don't even know. Everything's about. Fine. Nothing to worry about. You don't have to apologize to us.
92 times 8. Oh, yeah. It's way more than 3. Anyway, whatever.
I don't know when I'm going to stop watching intently. I know I'm going to watch tonight. What if he hits a homer?
I'm just not ready.
I know.
What are you doing when you're watching? Like, lay down on the couch right now. What are you feeling when you watch him in the batter's box? Ladies and gentlemen.
Sadness.
Right fielder, Juan Soto. He comes up to
Jerome
the plate.
Jerome Hereska luckily didn't get traded too, so doesn't quite sound
like
that.
We got to keep him.
Exactly.
It's your pitch. It's your sadness. Grant, it's your despair.
I was very sad watching. But I'll tell you what really it was, honestly. Yesterday at Nats Park, it just became reality. It was a ton of bricks. It was 100 million degrees. We did the show. You guys didn't stay. You don't know. You don't know what I saw. You don't know what I went through. Okay? I stayed, and I watched every pitch of that game. It was like 3.5 hours.
I know.
And the highlights were when Joey Meneses was at the plate. I don't know. I got a free ticket. I will readily admit that. If I paid for a ticket yesterday, like good money,
yeah,
I would have been angry. I'm emailing the Nationals if I paid for a ticket yesterday going, hey, what are we going to do here? How are we going to work this out?
What are you going to do for me?
I mean, seriously.
What's it going to take?
That was real, and I know what was going to happen. We all knew when they traded Soto, this was the beginning of whatever this is going to be.
Yeah.
The rest of this year is going to be an abject disaster and a debacle of epic proportion. It's going to be unrecognizably gross. This is the worst Nationals team that's been fielded since their...
I think ever.
It's very possible. You sleep how bad those teams were when they were losing 100. I mean, not that they'd lose 120 over 62 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a 40-win type team. But it's so bad. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my God. Now, the ninth inning came and the boys battled. 5 runs, couple of bombs. I was jumping up and down, screaming. People were excited. The boys were scratching and clawing.
But you got to see Anibal. He's almost 40.
Don't even with that. But I know what you're doing.
I am trolling a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
It's,
he's a young up-and-comer, right, for a team that's rebuilding?
It's just so real.
Lean into the rebuild.
It's so real. When I got, I was like, first time I went to a Nats game, honestly, and there's not a guy. Like, oh, Ryan Zimmerman will bat in four batters. Everyone else is bad, but Ryan Zimmerman will bat. Then it was, you know, it used to be five guys at one point, like the Delicious Burgers and Fries chain. It was Rendon and Turner and Harper and Soto and you know, that whole team of guys. But there's always been one. Like, earlier this year, you go, and it's like, I'll see Juan Soto bat four times. He'll hit a homer and walk twice. It's fine. Yesterday, what was my thing? Aníbal Sánchez started. I was already livid. I went to the ballpark livid because it's not 2011. I'm furious about this. I'm furious. I'm angry about this.
Yeah.
And but then it's like, it's the Rochester Red Wings. And I knew it. I knew it. I knew it when I went there, you know? We all knew what was happening.
Eyes wide open. The practical mind said what it was.
I'm not mad at anyone.
I know.
I'm not mad at...
Wait, yes, well, you are.
I'm kind of mad.
Yes, you are.
I got a couple people I'm mad at. But it was just worse. That's my point. You know what I'm saying?
There's a great line,
it's
one
like
of my favorite...
knowing your pants aren't going to fit you when you try them on, and you're like, they're not going to fit, they're not going to fit.
And I can't
wait, they're not going to fit. But then it's like, oh my God, I can't even get them over my legs. It's like so much worse.
Criminally underrated horror movie called Event Horizon. And Sam Neill plays Dr. Weir, and he's terrifying in this movie. He descends into madness. At one moment, he looks at the crew that's like trying to survive this hellscape that he's created, and he says, hell is only a word. The reality is much, much worse. You can hear the words. We know what all the words are. But the reality is much, much worse.
Luke Voit will wear number 34 tonight.
I'm a Luke Voit guy.
He will bat third for the Nationals. So there is a major leaguer being added to the lineup, which means they will have a couple of them this evening. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I will remember you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.